One. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Empowering Midwifery Education. I have amazing Dr. Jen Schell with me. She is a chiropractor in Michigan, and I've been blessed to connect with her. We've made our first course together, the Essential Oils for Midwives. I'm so excited because we've chatted often about nurse midwives don't get it in school, and CPMs may or may not, depending on who trains them. And you were surprised, like midwives are always known for their hallmark of alternatives. And I'm like, it's kind of a lost art of training. Let's bring it back. So, Jen, thank you so much for becoming one of our instructors. And you can do a high-level elevator speech who you are before we dive into this fun topic.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much, Leslie. Like, it is, first of all, such an honor to be able to bring value and like help with this because literally, like, midwifery, birth workers, like, you are my people. And I am like so thankful and so grateful for everything you guys do. So, yeah. So, okay. So, I'm a chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor, oh my gosh, like 22 years. And I specialize in clinical nutrition. So I do a lot with supplements. I wrote a book called Food to the Rescue. And I work really closely with pediatricians, midwives, doulas, who refer to me not just for chiropractic, but we do a ton of allergy-related things, looking for food sensitivities. We use muscle testing. So it's a little bit unique. It might look a little strange to some people not used to it, but it works so effective. So when I can help a brand new baby with eczema or colic and just tell the breastfeeding mother, just pull out like corn for like 3 weeks, like stuff
Yeah,
like that.
simple foods to test versus they shut down and say,
Yes.
it's me and I failed. And yeah.
I can't breastfeed anymore. We're gonna go to formula. So, anyways, let's see what else. And then essential oils. I've been using essential oils for at least 15 years, but I really have honed in the last three years, and it really happened with the pandemic. I just saw so many people feeling lost, feeling scared, feeling like they didn't have answers, they didn't know what to do. So now my whole focus really is like empowering people, empowering families that, hey, there is natural things you
You
can
can take
do
care of
right
yourselves at home. You don't have to rely on the
now.
hospitals and the system for
Yes,
everything.
that's not your first go-to. Like, let's really focus on what can we do at a home. Thank goodness we have those resources. Like, thank God the medical community is there. But if we can do things at home and help our families, help ourselves, it's just a super empowering feeling. So that was like a
Well, it's
big.
giving back autonomy to the family. It's giving just like giving birth back to the family, giving
Yes.
the decision-making power back to the family
Yes.
of this is my child and I know how to teach them, I know how to raise them, I know how to
Yes.
take care of them, and
Yes.
I know when to deviate to these other things versus those other things
Yes.
are my first answer. That authoritarian versus we want to create independent
Yes.
thinkers on all levels. So
Oh my gosh, that's such a huge point. And that is it. That's the key of it, right? Like, realize that you've got the skills. Be confident in your mama bear knowingness. Like, trust yourself. Like, that's a huge thing. And so often we're taught, no, everybody else knows best.
I'm the
You
expert, trust me. You don't
yes
ask
yes
questions. I know what's best for you versus you
yes
know what's best for
yes
you.
yes exactly. Yeah, so it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, no, I've been excited. I mean, essential oils, we were chatting. I'm working with a couple of other people to create some midwife schools and create some continuing education. And homeopathies and alternative therapies are just desperately needed. They're not part of most core curriculums of midwifery school, and you would assume that they would be. And so we
Yes.
need to fill this gap. I want us to be able to support. There's some states where the
Yes.
midwives can't do prescriptions, but it's
Yeah.
also just nice to not know, like, okay, all I was taught in school for a UTI is antibiotics versus there's XYZ available, or
Yes.
she has a labor that's not progressing. Oh, if we have to
Yes.
transfer versus you've got some wonderful tools in your tool chest that you can use as a midwife. So we definitely, I'm so excited about your class that just launched 2 weeks ago. And I guess what would you say is the biggest impact of essential oils to families and clients that you're serving? Like,
Oh my gosh. Well, I find that there's this huge misconception that essential oils are like frou-frou, like they just smell good. You use it like you would like
aromatherapy, and it just is
a
potpourri, and you smell like you're a country mama because you got it in the
So my whole focus is actually using very, very pure essential oils for therapeutic purposes. So I have to be cautious how I word that within my scope of practice, but I want you to use them therapeutically in your home with your patients, with your clients, with the families you work with, teach, because it literally is like my one little drop in the water and it trickles. I want to see it trickle.
Yeah. Well, there's just so much. It's not just, oh, you just take a little bit in your water. There's actually a pattern, and you do this many drops over this many days for XYZ. And I was blown away. I mean, the knowledge you taught me, I feel so blessed with having these instructors join because my knowledge base grows so much. I had no idea all the different kinds of essential oils and the backdrop and manufacturing and the regulations, because we assume, oh, it's an essential oil, it's good for you. And then you're showing me all these companies that are not so good for you.
I literally was in the same boat. Like for 15 years of my career, I literally thought all essential oils were the same, which is ironic because with supplements, everything that I provide my patients, you have to have a license to distribute it. It's not like well, I'm just gonna say it. We're not using like a Centrum, which is like a synthetic lab produced supplement, right? So anyway, so it leads into essential oils, and that's when I learned, like, oh my gosh, there is no regulation there. It is shady. The industry is shady. So that's when I was like, oh no, we have got to turn this around, because most, if you look, most essential oils do not recommend ingesting. Like it's not safe
Which
because
just makes you wonder what's in it. If there's anything, don't put it in your mouth and
exactly.
it's supposed to be natural. You're like, oh, there's an
Yes,
oxymoron here.
it's and that's the biggest thing. Like if you're walking into like I've seen essential oils at the dollar store. Those are not essential oils. You cannot get frankincense for $1. Like that's not frankincense.
Yeah, it's a
So
wannabe that's a chemical that they added a couple smells of it to make it simulate. But yeah, so essential oils as far as midwives and what we can do, like you and I, your course has went into pregnancy and getting pregnant and labor and newborn care and primary care. Like you and I dove deep down, like the scope of midwives and like how can we help teach them? Not just to say, okay, read these 5 books because they have so much free time. You dove into this course, the Cliff Notes version, midwives should know taking care of their clients. So I tell them about this course you created.
Well, first of all, let me just again thank you, because like you said, and it's my profession also, like I don't have time to be reading huge books. Just like, just give me the gist. Where do we start? And then you can dig deeper as you go. So what I love about what we've done with this course is we start just on a slow gradient. How do you use oils? how to spot pure oils. What are you looking for? The basics, how to use them, how they work, like just really
the basics and things that most people don't know. They think, oh, you told me to use it, but then I didn't realize this brand was different than this brand. And like, I didn't know putting it on the skin is really harsh in this way, and you should put it in this way. Like, you don't, these are basics. So yeah, I love your Calasset grows. We start basics. And the worst that happened, people are like, oh, I already know that. They skip that part. Okay.
Right. And I mean, we really try to like pull it all together. Like when we're talking about stuff, I'm not talking about like obscure oils either. Like, oh, you can only get this. No, like these are oils you can easily access, that you can use across your practice. You can use it, maybe this one's for babies and this one's for a menopausal woman. Like we try to really pull it together so that it's an easy framework to work with, but implementation, I can say whatever and talk for hours and hours, but unless you can implement it, like I want you to listen, be like, okay, I'm taking this and I'm going to implement.
You're going to have a strategy of like, okay, these are the core ones. I'm not going to spend $1,000 to buy every single possible essential oil. These are the top five to seven. She talks about over and over again. I'm going to baby step. Like, I mean, we joke, but not joke. It's the household first aid kit every single household should have. And you go into like all the great purposes and benefits. And yeah, I mean, as time goes on and your kids and you do research, like you just start, sometimes you feel a little guilt, but you just didn't know what you didn't know. And we have to just learn and grow.
Same thing. I mean, that really is what propelled me and put me on this mission where I was like, oh my gosh, all these years I didn't know, and I'm recommending, it doesn't matter what brand.
You think you're being natural and you're being perfect and alternative, but then you don't realize not all alternative label things are the same.
No, and I mean, Leslie, this goes into things like candles. Like, okay, so everybody's burning candles, but if it's full of synthetic chemicals making it smell like creme brulee, like it's a neurotoxin. So we just even go into like how we clean our homes, keep the chemicals out, no Glade plugins. Like,
No, I am so excited. So yes, we'll definitely put a link to your website for the course. And if people have questions for you directly about your nutrition and all the wonderful things you're doing, how can they get a hold of you, Jen?
So the best way would be my email, which is drjen2therescue@gmail.com. And I'm happy to like help and do like a free discovery session where we just figure out like if essential oils are good for you, would they work in your practice? How can I help you implement?
Yeah, you've got some really, we tease at the end of the course, some awesome, I mean, I'm all about passive income and side hustles and ancillary services. If we're recommending and using things all this time, you might as well get a little cut from it. It's not that you picked them because of the cut. So we talk, you know me with my business side, I turn every single course into a little teaser of business because this is how midwives and birth workers are going to be sustainable and expand and diversify how they serve people by all these wonderful services they can add to their practice. And essential oils is one of them.
I absolutely love that you talked about that because like you're saying, like midwifery birth work, it's hard. My job also, it's physically demanding. Like I want to know that I'm also helping to build residual income so that when I am ready to retire,
It's a good cause. It's not just in the stocks and bonds, mutual funds. Most alternative practitioners and birth workers are not big fans of the big financial institution, just like the big medical institution. So you and I help them greatly. Like, we connect to great holistic financial planners. We create residual incomes that fit our passion and drive, not the traditional system. So I'm very excited about, so they can reach out to you and talk to you about that aspect of things if they have specific questions. I highly recommend your course. And everybody knows with EME, our courses are all lifetime access. So get it and dive into it at your own pace and when you can. But Jen is a amazing wealth of knowledge to learn from. So thank you for joining our team,
Jen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.